Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, one of the things that you often find with people who are lying is that they interestingly kind of leak the truth as they lie. And this was no more obvious today than in a tweet by the BBC or former BBC foreign correspondent John Simpson, in which he seemingly admitted to something in direct terms that the BBC have done, which is so outrageous, and I didn't actually realise the extent of this, that surely the BBC in its current form cannot be tolerated. And that is that he effectively admitted that there was a significant possibility that the BBC attempted to rig the 2024 presidential election. And he stated this without any, you know, any concern or any embarrassment. And it's that the reaction to what the BBC has done, to their deceit, which I want to look at today. But before I do that, could you please do me a favour? Could you possibly subscribe? Could you subscribe here on YouTube? Could you hit the like button, hit the bell button, leave a comment, and also subscribe to my Substack, that's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most basic stuff on YouTube, in-person interviews, vlogs, films I make. And if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So hopefully a lot of you by now know what has happened, which is that a leaked document, which the BBC, by the way, sat on for 6 months, in which their external auditor made it quite clear that they were guilty of large amounts of political bias, has come to light. And the most egregious component of that is what they did in an episode of Panorama, which is their flagship news programme, which was broadcast in October 2024, just before the presidential election, in which they took President Trump's speech of January the 6th, 2021, and on the day of the, you know, the incident at the Capitol, and edited it in such a way that it made it look like he was directly inciting a riot, and did so seamlessly, such that you would never have realised it was edited. They spliced together two bits of the speech that were in fact stated or said almost an hour apart. Now, this is obviously something that is deliberate. This cannot be said to be a mistake. This cannot be said to be an error. This cannot be said to be anything other than quite deliberate. There's no I have any question about it. And it would have gone through various rounds of review before it went out, and it went out. And then even after it came to light that this had happened, you had senior people in the BBC insisting that there was nothing dishonest about doing this. That these were Trump's words. This is what he said. And there is nothing dishonest or misleading about splicing them together in such a way that he seems to say that he seems to incite a riot. I mean, it's quite amazing. The response by the defenders of the BBC has been various kinds of manipulation, trying to play down what the BBC have done, saying, oh, it's an honest mistake, errors are made, but the BBC ultimately is globally recognised as something you can rely on and as a trusted source of truth. What kind of argument is that? No, the BBC was recognised as a trusted source, as reliable, and then this happened. It has been reported on Finnish television, where, you know, I live in Finland, what has been going on, and the reaction of Finns, who have a lot of imports from the BBC, by the way, on Finnish TV, dubbed and subtitled and whatever, the reaction of Finns to this has been absolute disbelief. Like, how could this possibly happen? This is the BBC. This is the people we're supposed to trust. They're not trusted anymore. The second reaction has been to just play down what has been said. So, for example, the historian Mary Beard has tweeted, "In the interests of total accuracy, the esteemed Lord Patton, speaking very good sense on BBC, ascribed the line, 'Infamy, infamy, they've all got infamy,' to Frankie Howard, when I think it was Kenneth Williams, Carry On Cleo." So she's trying to compare a mistake, a genuine mistake made, quoting a line from a silly comedy programme, to what the BBC have done in deliberately manipulating Panorama so that it's totally misleading and makes out that Donald Trump was trying to incite a riot. So it's trying to play down what has happened, make it seem like it's nothing, it's not important. But it is important. It's very important. And it's more important than's being clearly said in the British press, I think. One of the things that John Simpson said today, as I mentioned, it's apologising season. The audience BBC output in the US is just over 40 million, not 77 million, as I said. That's the figure for the Americans as a whole, but the BBC is indeed the second most trusted news source in the US. Right, so he's even got that wrong. But the reason why he tweeted that out was to basically say, look, this is how trusted the BBC is. The BBC is watched by 77 million people in America. It's an important international brand, and we in Britain must not lose it. And you have other people in the UK, such as Ed Davey, the leader of the Liberal Democrats, saying that if you don't support the BBC now, this is unpatriotic of you. Unpatriotic. The BBC is a great national institution. It's under attack. You have someone called Nick Robinson, who works for the BBC, stating on Radio 4 that there is a right, concerted right-wing attack on the BBC and attempt to destroy it. No, the BBC, if anyone destroys them, they have destroyed themselves, and they have done so by the most incredible dishonesty. What John Simpson's tweet implies is that 40 million Americans may well have watched an episode of Panorama, the purpose of which was to besmirch Donald Trump, to make Donald Trump look like a person who incites a riot, and therefore to promote Kamala Harris. This is a situation in which the BBC, knowing that there are 40 million American viewers, deliberately manipulated and essentially falsified footage of Donald Trump with a view to swaying the American presidential election. I mean, let that sink in. The BBC, Britain's national broadcaster, and of course they knew that the footage they had put out was incredibly misleading. And of course they knew the direction in which it was misleading. And they must have known it was. But they must have known that this was that this manipulation happened, because you had them then denying that it was in any way misleading. This was an attempt by the national broadcaster, the compulsorily taxpayer-funded national broadcaster of another country, to interfere with the result of the American presidential election, such as to ensure that Donald Trump lost that election and Kamala Harris won it. This is absolutely unconscionable. This is unbelievable. And they talk about, you know, Russian interference and all this kind of stuff. And that was shown to be nonsense. But this is absolutely and unquestionably real to my American viewers. The British government-controlled BBC, funded by the compulsory licence fee, essentially attempted to rig a presidential election. It's amazing. And there is understandably total crisis in Britain, among the British establishment. The left desperately don't want anything bad, as they see it, to happen to the BBC, because it spouts out their propaganda. It's so useful to them that the BBC exists. It's there to put out their woke perspective. In fact, this external report criticised the BBC heavily for their bias in relation to the issues such as transsexuality as well. So they desperately don't want any change. So they're coming up with these manipulative arguments, implying that you're unpatriotic, implying that it's a far-right coup attempt against the BBC, all of this kind of stuff, which is just dodging the question of the total deceit, the total and utter deceit that the BBC, presumably at quite a high level, because this is Panorama, it's their flagship current affairs programme, it would have gone through a lot of editing and so forth, has engaged in. And I think that the second problem, and this is something that is kind of related to this, is obviously there is a culture of extreme wokeism at the BBC, but that's just its nature, it's by virtue of the kinds of people it employs, such that they can't see it. They can't see this as a problem. They can't see any other point of view. As far as they're concerned, Orange Man bad, and no reasonable person could think otherwise. You literally had Ed Davey, the Lib Dem leader, stating that the BBC needs to be, you know, helped out so it can concentrate on defeating Reform. The Reform Party is predicted to get 30% of the vote. Reform voters pay the TV licence fee. So he's saying that the BBC should focus on opposing a third of the population, or a third of the adult population, who are in favour of a particular political party. I mean, it's amazing. They just can't see it. And I think that the part of the reason why something like this public service broadcasting, whatever, has to go, is we're just too polarised now. Particularly since Brexit. Britain has polarised because of Brexit, and then polarised more and more and more, such that it's no longer really one nation. Such that there's no longer really any trust between the left and the right. That the right no longer really has any trust in the BBC, and clearly, rightly so. And the people at the BBC, whereas perhaps they used to be biased towards the left, they would manage to keep their political opinions to themselves, and they would manage not to do anything that was too egregious. But we've polarised so much that this is no longer the case. So I think it almost symbolises this response to the BBC, in a sense, the death of the United Nation. That Britain is no longer a united nation, and so it can no longer really have a united public service broadcasting institution like the BBC, because the disagreements within the nation are simply too extreme. The BBC will never be able to satisfy both sides, because both sides' differences are too extreme. So I think, unfortunately, as is the case with any person who lies and you can't trust what they say and who lies about something really extreme and really important, it's time for Britain, or at least a portion of it, to be allowed to break up with the BBC. It's time for it to go. It can't have a future if the trusted public broadcaster, who's meant to be politically neutral, attempts to rig an American presidential election. I'd love to read your thoughts on this below, whether you're American or British or anything, but particularly if you're that. And I will see you soon, and goodbye.
Are you ready for the future of the West?